from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh! Laser eyes, Andrew Barry does it again, baby!
What?
4D chess, you ready?
What?
Your Cleveland Browns are trading Cade York to the Commanders for a conditional 7th rounder.
Jason Lloyd has no idea.
It doesn't take much to get him excited.
What about your backup kicker being traded for a conditional 7th round pick?
You talk about an overreaction.
Here is a peek behind the curtain. So I was staring at Ken when his face lit up. The video's been tweeted out. You could see it on 92.3 The Fan Twitter app or X app. So it's on all the social medias. Ken starts to lose his mind. I'm staring at him, and I'm like, nothing's popping up on my X feed. Like, what the hell's going on? I look at my phone. I'm not seeing anything. Apparently, Mitch did text it over. So when he said that at the very start, Owen, can you play the very start, like, and then pause it right after he gets going here?
Oh!
When I heard that, I thought Brandon Ayuk, or yep. I thought CeeDee Lamb.
Yep.
So then I played it off as if I knew that something big had happened, and I was waiting to hear who was involved in a trade, because I'm like, is it Amari Cooper? Is it Wyatt Teller? Remember the names that had been, even Greg Newsome, all these different names that had been dangled, and then he says, Cade York.
What? 4D chess, you ready?
What?
Your Cleveland Browns are trading Cade York to the Commanders for a conditional 7th rounder.
And that's genuine excitement from him.
I swear to God. People wonder, does Ken Carmen ham it up? Does he really, really get that excited? Brother, as Ken would say, you could see the video. It's all out there on the video. He was that thrilled.
Yeah, there are bits when, you know, play it up and make it. That sounded genuine to me. That is a genuine Ken. Look what Andrew Berry just did. Yeah. Traded a conditional, got a conditional 7th round pick.
To this point, the laser eyes.
Why was he so excited over that? Did you ever get to the bottom of it?
I think
the question is, why aren't you Jason?
I think he was, did you get that excited about your 16th anniversary?
I left a card on the counter.
You did leave it. That's a pro's move. You got up early. That could have been an easy forget.
That could have been a stop on the way home from the show, pick up a card. Nope. She knows it was on the counter.
You were actually ahead of the schedule. Yeah,
I was ahead of the schedule. 5:15 in the morning, card on the counter.
He was that excited. I think it had to do with the way that this team, just for so many GMs, could not pull off anything that anybody thought was smart. Now, anything that Andrew Berry does, there is a faction out there that does truly believe it's brilliant. And it's not like, oh, is he the smartest guy in the room type of thing. I always get annoyed. Like, yeah, I want my GM to be the smartest guy in the room. I guess they're not allowed to think they're the smartest guy in the room. I never understood that criticism of coaches or, yeah, I'd like to have the smartest guys in the room. That would be nice. And I'd like them to think it and know it and have it be provable. I do think Andrew Berry has been a really good GM. Now he's been here long enough where, you know, any moves they make, you're going to be getting rid of other moves that had happened in the past. So there's going to be, you know, some good and some bad. He's been here long enough where we can say certain things about draft picks. I don't think he's drafted great, but I think now, especially that JOK pick was huge.
Yeah.
DeJuan Jones has a chance to be really good. But outside of that, in that draft class, you're a little worried right now. So what do you think? Are we silly to keep doing the laser eyes thing with Andrew Berry? It's become a show bit, obviously, and it's become a bit with Browns fans. But do you believe you have a GM that gives the Browns a dramatic advantage?
I think he's very good at his job. And I believe that they navigated not having a first-round pick all of those years better than I thought that it might turn out. Like, to go that long without a first-round pick is hard in the NFL. And if there was some list I saw a couple months ago, like the 25 players under 25 in the NFL, and the Browns didn't have anyone on it. Well, like 21 or 22 of those 25 were all first-round picks. So maybe we won't really feel the pain for another couple of years yet, but it right now, as we sit here today, it feels like they survived not having a first-round pick all those years because of DeJuan Jones and because of JOK and because no one's going to hit 100%. They're all going to have misses. And, yeah, they've struggled to find a receiver in the middle rounds, and we'll see if Cedric Tillman turns around this year. We'll see if Jamari Thrash turns into anything.
Or if the Judy pick ends up basically making that a moot point.
Right, right.
Does your opinion of surviving change if Deshaun doesn't turn out to be what we think he can be, if he doesn't live up to the potential?
I mean, we're already 2/5 into that, almost
right,
about to be 3/5 into that. The fact that he hasn't lived up to it and they've still survived is even more a testament to this coaching staff.
Well, I think there is some maybe background that's missing here. Who do you think is responsible for Deshaun Watson? Why is he a Cleveland Brown?
I've talked to a lot of people about that, and outside the organization, people that know AB, and I do think Andrew wanted to pursue him. I do believe that was Andrew's call. It took me a while to come around on that, but I do believe that Jimmy wanted to upgrade the position. Jimmy wanted to do better than Baker, but I do believe that AB was one of the first ones in on Deshaun. Now, did AB want to take it all the way to the lengths that they did with the guaranteed contract and everything else? I'm not entirely convinced of that component of it. But I do believe that very early on, AB was on board with going to pursue Deshaun.
I find it interesting that we get to a point where I'm asking a question like that, that only is a question because of how people perceive the Johnny Manziel thing going down. Who do they attribute Johnny Manziel to?
The homeless man.
The homeless man and the owner.
Right.
Right. So
the owner taking the advice of a person from the street.
Listen, yeah. The owner's always going to be heavily involved.
He's got to sign off on a big one.
It's always going to be heavily
involved. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Involved when it's the quarterback position. The owner's always
any of the big positions in the NFL, yes, he's going to sign off on, right?
Yes. Well, so here's why
he probably doesn't care about the backup linebacker.
But the Barry thing is important because of this. We judge these GMs on playoff success. You know, their ability to first get to the playoffs, then have success. The next thing we do is judge them on if they go and get a quarterback. We judge them on that, and if Deshaun Watson ends up just a shell of what he used to be, and he is the thing that holds this loaded roster. And by the way, some of the players on this loaded roster still holdovers from John Dorsey, yeah, some really good ones.
Yeah.
So with all of that said, if Watson's not good, what are we supposed to say about Andrew Berry?
It depends on how they recover from it, because nobody kills John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan for absolutely blowing and destroying the Trey Lance thing.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Because they had a quarterback fall in their lap.
They bounce back in a hurry.
Yeah.
So he'll get the opportunity. So what you're telling me is after the next 3 years, if you still have this year and two more,
yeah,
on the contract of guaranteed money for Deshaun Watson, you're telling me that they're going to get to the last year where that would be in flux the last year if he's playing like this, if he's up and down or whatever.
I think this is the year.
Okay.
This is the deciding year. If he flops this year for whatever reason.
Do you think Andrew
Berry
needs to bring in competition next year?
I think that you have to start coming up with an exit strategy.
Like Denver did,
yeah,
with Russell
Wilson. If it doesn't work this year for whatever reason, whether it's injuries, performance, whatever, if it doesn't work this year, I think you have to start looking for an exit strategy. And my personal opinion, this is just my opinion, I think it was really interesting that they did not rework his contract again. Because if you go back and look at Atlanta, Atlanta reworked Matt Ryan's contract one too many times, and it killed him on the cap. Mm-hmm. And the Browns not reworking Deshaun and not kicking any more money down the road, I just thought was interesting.
I've had people tell me they think it matters. I've had other people tell me it doesn't matter at all, and that they could just restructure again after this year.
They could, but if he plays well, for sure. If he plays well this year and you believe that you're going to get what you thought you were going to get out of him for the final 2 years, then go ahead and restructure him. But the fact that they did not do it this year, I just thought was interesting.
Obviously, they've got a ton of guys that they have to pay, and it seems like every year they've got a new guy. They just did JOK.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, what happens if Wills has a great, great year? If Jed has a great year, you know, all of a sudden you're going to be paying him big money.
Yeah.
I know people are rolling their eyes about that right now, but if he has a great year, you'll be supporting it.
Sure.
And you're seeing other teams have to make moves to get under the cap. Like the 49ers are worried about Ayuk at a certain number.
Right.
But yet the Browns haven't seemed to have that issue. Speaking of loaded rosters, here is Urban Meyer. We're getting ready. We have college football starting tomorrow in Dublin, I think, is the first kickoff game. But you've got a bunch of games starting tomorrow, your new college football season. Listen to Urban Meyer get you pumped up, Buckeye fans, about how good your roster is.
I talked to Jim Tressel about this. I've read about him. I've watched him. This might be the best roster in college football in the last decade. As far as NFL talent, as far as depth, I mean, they are loaded. They got Will Howard is going to be a big question mark, but I think the combination of him and Chip Kelly, the new offense coordinator, they're married for each other. He's an athletic quarterback. He's surprisingly fast. I was told he ran 22 miles an hour at practice, which, you know, you're sub 4 or 5. That's fast. And he's a big dude. I think he's the perfect fit.
I mean, you have Urban Meyer talking about how good this team is going to be. They're number two ranked. The only reason they're not ranked number one this year is because they've lost to Michigan, and people wonder about Ryan Day in those big games now, even though they were close.
Yeah.
But that is the only reason they're not number one. They're going to be 50-point favorites. We had another clip on the podcast yesterday from Urban Meyer. He's like, they're going to be 50-point favorites in their first three games, and then their first Big Ten game is against Michigan State. They will be a huge favorite in that game. They should be favored big time over Michigan if everything goes the way. It's essentially a one-game season.
Yeah.
And it's Oregon in that primetime game, which is going to be awesome. Outside of that, I mean, Buckeye fan, being a Buckeye football fan is going to be pretty boring this year.
Hopefully. You never know, but hopefully, yeah.
So if you're wondering just how loaded they are, this was Ryan Day made an announcement yesterday. So they have a new punter. I'm not sure how familiar you are with Australian punters. It's amazing the kind of
they've had a few
system.
In there.
Yeah. The system that they've cultivated a bunch of these guys from Australia. Well, they have given the job to Nick McClarty. Do you know anything about Nick McClarty from Melbourne, Australia?
Only
Jason
what
Wood.
You told me an hour ago.
He is 6'7", 255 pounds.
Biggest punter I've ever seen in my life, even though I haven't seen him.
Of Australian sheet metal. This guy is a bulldozer. It looks like he should be a tight end, does he not? He's got these.
Absolutely. When I looked him up online, they had pictures. I don't know if he's playing rugby or Australian rules football. Can't discern from the picture, but he is definitely high pointing a ball that's got to be 10 feet in the air, and he's getting it with ease.
This is how loaded they are, that they can have punters that are 6'7". And you see him in a rugby uniform or Australian rules, one of them.
Yeah.
He's playing in one of them. And he looks the part. I mean, the guy looks like a freak. He's not one of those oversized punters that college football blogs used to make fun of like 10, 15 years ago until we realized maybe that's not a nice thing to do. When
right.
That, what was it? Was it the Penn State punter?
Penn State, yes.
Yeah, he had to take to social media and talk about mental health and how he had an eating disorder because the punters get made fun of, especially the mustached punters.
Well, they have those shirts. Punters are people too. You have to put it out there to let everyone know.
Look up Joey Julius, punter, Penn State.
Joey Julius.
When you get a chance. I thought that Wisconsin had one, too. I thought Wisconsin had a portly young fella. But then he went with a mustache, and he looked like he was 50 years old after a while. Ohio State, they're getting specimen at every single position. Jason, I think it's setting up to be one of those seasons where it's almost like Team USA. Like, if they played close games in the medal rounds, that was going to be an indictment on Steve Kerr. Like, think of the pressure on Ryan Day this year.
He's got the most pressure he's ever had in his life on him this year.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.